Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Light Watch Chronicles, Book 1, The Guardians, by J. H. Tepley. Episode 10. Produced and dramatised by Be Here. Chapter 10. Svada Orini. The Journey Calls. Their path led south, over the dreamy meadows and tracery of streams. Nesteri, who walked last, stopped for a moment and turned his head. Far in a distance, Meldian beaconed white, a small dot.
I bet we'll never return there.
A strange thought crossed his mind.
And if we do, we won't be the same us anymore.
The long grass bowed and whispered in the wind. Noticing Nesteri's gaze, Hegel looked back too, and, passing melancholy, touched his heart. It had only been a few days, yet, unexplainably, Meldian felt like home. Hegel glanced ahead, to where the shadowy vaults of the Avon Forest waited for them.
The road unfolds into the mist. The lands are named and tales untold. The wind and stars will guide our way and heal the memories of old.
He mused.
The memories.
He noticed it now, the long forgotten feeling. A strange, serene emptiness within, where pain used to be. The crippling pain that had been always with him since the fall was all gone. Vanished away. Hegel took a deep breath. The air, fresh and sweet, tickled his nostrils. He was free, he realised. Free for the first time in years. He slowed down, dazed and silent as a sudden realisation grew in him. What he first saw as a trial was a gift. His eyes opened wide.
The choice,
he thought frantically.
So that's why she had shown us home. That's why she told us to choose. She healed us. She knew.
Hegel gaped at Antares, lost for words. As if answering his thoughts, the great star favoured him with a warm smile, brief as a glare of sunshine on the water. In her high-collared dress, silver, diamond and jade, she looked ethereal and otherworldly, like a celestial goddess. Hegel shook his head. Of course. How didn't he realise that earlier?
We must seem little more than kids in our admission year. Ironic. I'd nearly forgotten what it feels like.
Where are we actually going?
Curiosity finally got the better of Tay.
I hope I'm permitted to ask.
Too rare,
Antares told him.
An ancient city, or rather, what remained of it. It's been abandoned for a long time now.
What? Ruins? We are going to see ruins?
The pure, unbridled disappointment on Tay's face was so sincere that Hegel and Nesteri chuckled.
Well, there is a bit more to rare than that. It has a special meaning on your quest.
A special meaning? Right.
Tay didn't seem convinced. It was his team and his responsibility. Deciding on the course of action was his burden and something he grew used to over the years. Not being in charge anymore felt out of order. Even more vexingly, the other two didn't seem to care. Tay looked under his feet. Despite doing his best since the fall, was he really no good, after all? Is that what they were trying to say? His gaze darkened.
Stop it.
He scolded himself.
You're a warrior. It's not the time nor the place for this snivel. Accept what it is.
For a while, he silently watched the party busy with their banter.
Fine.
He shrugged and defiantly stuck his hands in his pockets. His favourite bad habit, and a rare luxury he didn't allow himself much.
I'm curious what that name means,
Nasteri was asking.
If anything.
A flock of butterflies fluttered past, white and turquoise, shimmering like gems.
Rare is a word for sorrow in Kraljaten, the tongue that used to be spoken there.
Antares told him.
Ugh.
Tay grimaced.
Grim. No wonder it went dead. Who'd live in a hole called that?
It wasn't its true name, only a nickname given later, much later.
Why?
It's history,
Antares said.
You shall find out when we get there. There is nothing menacing about it, though.
Sure.
Tay set his lips.
As you command.
The whole idea of plodding to some ghost town with a dodgy name seemed weird and pointless.
We're wasting time when Farian needs us. Light, give me strength. Let's hope it will be worth it.
He consoled himself in thoughts. Antares turned to him.
It will be. You can take my word for it.
I'm sorry.
Tay muttered. Taken off guard.
I didn't mean to.
Thought screening, warriors.
Antares reminded them mildly. Nasteri and Hegel traded glances. Nasteri cocked his head with a roguish half-smile and nodded at his companion.
I say it or you say it?
He asked. Hegel gestured for him to go ahead.
Holy Star.
Nasteri spoke with a hint of uncertainty, hoping that his request didn't sound too brazen.
He mentioned it before. We would very much like to learn this skill.
I do remember.
The great star replied. Her hair shimmered in the sun.
Now, as you are all here, we could begin if you're ready.
Ready.
Nasteri smiled, and Hegel with him. Tay said nothing, his distant gaze fixed on the forest ahead. He wished to be alone right now. Antares graciously pretended not to notice.
The easiest way for you would be to use a mantra. With practice, you would be able to create a continuous background sound and hide your thoughts in it. Mantras are also good for training and quieting your mind.
What's a mantra?
Tay asked in a flat voice, as though not expecting a reply he'd understand. He picked up a pebble and played with it as he walked, tossing it into the air and catching.
A special word or a phrase that you choose to focus on.
I actually know about them.
Nasteri cut in, pleased that he could contribute to the discussion for once.
But I've never found anything that worked for me.
How come?
Tay looked at him, askance.
How do you know?
The Academy's library. I once came across a book there called The Path of Silence or something like that. Sounded curious, so I requested it. It wasn't even a proper book or a scroll. Just a wooden box with crumbling pages. One of those they wouldn't even let you take to your room. It spoke about staying in the present and the mantras or the silence keys as it described them.
Tay sniffed dismissively. He was never seen in the library except before exams and often not even then. He favoured the real training as he saw it. The wind in his face and the weight of steel in his hand over the dust of old books.
We too call them the silence keys or sivers clari,
Antares responded.
Great power can be unlocked through them.
Intriguing.
Nasteri spoke again.
I'd like to try, but the examples from that book just didn't resonate. They all seemed, I guess dated would be the word. Long, flourished and obscure. I shall keep looking. How does one choose the right one?
How do you choose your weapon? You don't. It chooses you.
Antares parried.
Finding your clarier is an art. There are a few pointers that will make your quest easier, though. Firstly, decide what kind of energy you need to grow your strength. After that, whether to borrow an existent formula or create your own.
Which one would be better?
There are advantages and disadvantages to both. Old mantras hold more power, but personal clari can be more meaningful and easier to tune into. Having set your goal, keep your mind calm and receptive, and your mantra will soon come to you.
How would one know when he finds it?
Hegel instinctively patted the notebook in his inside pocket. As soon as they stopped somewhere, he would write this down.
That it's the one.
You will feel it deep within your heart.
Thank you.
Hegel mindfully skipped Antares's title, showing his respect with a polite nod instead. They strode downhill towards one of the wider streams, where the flat bank was easier on the feet. The cliff pressed close, now and then forcing the stars to walk in a single file. The strings of footsteps in the sand were slowly filled with water.
There's one more thing that Clary can do,
Antares said as she reached a ford. A ragged line of stones stood blackly in the water, framed with algae green.
They can help you find the path to the true self.
She walked lightly over to the other side, the whiteness of her dress reflecting in the stream. The quarter followed.
What does it mean?
Hegel asked again.
They quieten the mind so the true self can emerge,
Antares explained patiently.
Once it awakens, you can use its power to transform yourself and become a greater version of you.
We spoke about that before,
Hegel recalled.
But I'm not sure I...
You'll learn more soon enough,
Antares told him with the air of mystery. The leafy vaults of the Avon Forest greeted them with dappled sunshine. High in the crowns, the wind rang with the music of birdsong.
Holy Star,
Nesteri said, trying to sound more confident than he felt.
May I ask if there's any clary that you favour?
I connect with frequencies, not words,
Antares replied.
I don't need words. For you, though, here's an ancient formula you may find of use. Aham Prakasha Dahaman.
A strange, numinous beauty resounded in those words as she spoke.
Aham Prakasha Dahaman,
Nesteri repeated slowly.
What does that mean?
It's a reminder of your true essence, the power of light that is within you.
Nesteri beamed a smile.
I like it. Thank you. I'll try this one. Hey girl, you'll write all this down, right?
You know me well.
Tay paid little attention to the conversation. His gaze was fixed sternly on the path ahead, exasperation growing in him.
Look at these two, merry as kids at midwinter's day. It's like they don't even care. Damn!
He opened his fingers and let the pebble slip through.
So?
He uttered in a cold undertone.
That place we're going to, is it where the bridge is?
Antares glanced at him.
You know what I'm talking about.
Tay drew a breath.
Holy Star, the bridge. The one you spoke of earlier. The one we must cross to save Farion.
Antares studied him silently for a moment. This was going to be even harder than she thought. The great star suppressed a sigh. Very well. She would do what it takes. She had never been the one to shrink from challenges.
It was not a physical bridge that I referred to,
she finally spoke.
Your strength is what is going to save him. The skills you learn and the awareness you develop. The bridge is your consciousness that connects all levels of your being. When you become who you really are, you will unlock the power that you seek. The power that will set you and your battle brother free, and many, many others. By changing yourself, you change the world.
Tay exhaled through his clenched teeth and lowered his head.
All right, I think I get it now.
He yielded.
Seems a tough quest, but if that's what we must do, it shall be done. Please, teach us.
If you would be so kind.
Hegel added for him.
You are learning already,
Antares said.
But there is yet more to discover. I can guide you if I have your trust. I hope that by now you have enough reasons to...
We do,
Nesteri assured her hastily.
You saved our lives.
He shot Tay a disapproving glance. Their captain would do well to show more courtesy to the Star of Time, Nesteri thought. His bluntness verged on bad manners. Tay nodded, but soon the usual impatience flashed in his eyes.
Very well, but still.
He pushed a giant fern leaf out of his way.
I want to understand this, just for my peace of mind, let's say. I'm sorry if I sound a bit,
Impertinent.
Nesteri didn't care to hide the sarcasm in his voice.
Whatever.
Tay grimaced.
Not trying to be rude, but that town we're going to, Ref or something, what's special about it? Since it's just a useless pile of rocks, I don't question your choice, Holy Star.
He added somewhat impishly.
Just trying to understand.
Antares's face turned pensive. Be that Kano, or Famaris, or any other great star, she could just say the reason as it was. But then a great star wouldn't ask. She thought of a time from many centuries ago which the city of Reh bore witness to. A life severed too early and an oath unfulfilled. It was him and not him. Unbeknownst to Vega's sleeping soul, the old oath still held him in its fetters. Its power had not faded, not even lifetimes later, although the memory of it had. His tragic death had changed the fate of the kingdom, and dark were the times that followed. Wars scarred and emptied the realm. The capital city of Tvorn Darn, once resplendent, turned into an echoing ghost. A wind-cursed shelter for the crows and dust. Vega's gateway to freedom was through healing his past, all of its scattered fragments. He needed to awaken them within himself, way and way back, until he could remember who he was. The old debts had to be paid.
You see,
Antares spoke after a long pause.
All cities on Largu are portals. They exist partly here and partly in their own realities that you can step into. Reh may prove more interesting than you think. Wait till we get there. Patience is a virtue, warrior.
She smiled at Tay with her luminous eyes.
I know. It's a darn hard one.
Tay brightened.
But sure, accepted. How far away is it?
It depends.
Antares replied enigmatically.
Focus on the journey first. Every moment is important in its own right.
As you say, Holy Star.
Tay's face took a look of grim resignation again. He asked for an explanation, and it was granted. Yet he was hardly any wiser for it. Great Star's logic seemed to be beyond his grasp. The warrior watched his frustration rising. Then he ordered it to pass with a long breath. He was better than that, he told himself. He had been trained.
I look forward to seeing Ref, wherever it is,
he said levelly.
Reh,
Antares corrected.
Or Tvorn Darn, as it was once called.
Tvorn Darn?
The word sent a strange shiver down the nape of Nesteri's neck. He frowned, mystified. What was that?
Tvorn Darn.
He repeated to himself slowly. A dim echo, as though a shadow of memory answered, stirring within. Nesteri rubbed his neck, now utterly perplexed. He didn't like that. He didn't like any surprises from his mind. He focused on the vision to examine it closer, but it eluded him. Teasing, intangible, trying to grasp it was like catching a water snake in the mud. Except this time it was no fun, and he was no longer a kid. The warrior lapsed into troubled silence, trying to make sense of it, searching within. Vague silhouettes rose and faded somewhere at the brink of consciousness, taunting, not getting any clearer, no matter how hard he tried.
Fine, whatever.
Nesteri shrugged, finally.
Maybe if I try again in a bit.
He looked ahead in a somewhat resigned manner, wondering idly how big the forest might be. He stepped over another giant root and nearly stumbled. Stillness enveloped all. Then, darkness. It was as though some unseen dam had burst. A crack at first, but opening wider. Wider, until there was no escape. A grisly tumult of images stormed in on him, an avalanche of chaos. People and times and places he had never seen, never knew, and yet that alien life was pressing on him, claiming him, devouring all he was. It was his life, somehow. He swallowed.
What is this?
Reality quivered and waned, crumbling apart. He was alone, trapped in the memories, choking, drowning.
What's this? Am I going mad? Light, help me.
Mysteri faltered and halted where he stood, looking into one point with an unseeing stare, his mind consumed by the struggle.
Is everything all right?
Hegel's voice came, muffled and dull, from somewhere far.
What happened?
He lightly squeezed Mysteri's shoulder.
Mysteri?
Hey, weirdo. What's up?
Tay stood by him only an instant later, frowning quizzically. No answer came.
Mysteri.
Hegel shook him harder.
Speak to us.
After what felt like an eternity, Mysteri bit his lip, still silent, and brought a shaky hand to his eyes, pressing it hard.
Mysteri?
Hegel repeated in an undertone, his voice thick with angst. At last, strenuously slowly, as slowly as spring comes to the northern land, Mysteri dropped his hand. Their eyes met, and Hegel nearly flinched. The cold stare of a stranger measured him. Aloof and weary, veiled with dark superiority. The friend he knew was no more. Hegel's fingers sprang open as if Nisteri's shoulder had burnt them. He staggered back, shocked.
What happened to you?
Frozen in a trance, Mysteri didn't answer.
Holy Star.
Tay turned to Antares sharply, forgetting momentarily to keep the appearances of being in control.
Is he?
Leave him,
Antares said calmly.
He can't hear you.
What? Why?
Memories.
That made no sense. No sense at all.
Memories?
Tay muttered cluelessly.
Yes.
The great star stepped towards Mysteri, quiet for a moment, then gently brushed his temples with her fingertips. Warm, blissful energy travelled through him at her touch, a healing wave. Mysteri's eyelids quivered. Wherever it came from, it was the help he needed most. A curious sense filled his being, a feeling he had no name for. Pure and strong, as though a long-lost fragment of his soul had returned, making him whole. Invincible. He took a deep breath and slowly opened his eyes. A reflection of a different life, of faraway lands and times, glowed in his gaze. A dim flame, his face eerily older in the scattered sunlight. Mysteri had remembered who he had once been and the oath that bound him to the Forsaken City. His mind was racing, frantically trying to make sense of it all. Strange tiredness came with the knowledge. The kind a long fight would bring, he sighed.
You must not let them see,
his habit told him.
Quick!
But before he finished the thought, new energy filled him, radiant and commanding, restoring to life. Only then did he realize that Antares was there, her lips only inches away from his face, her hands holding his shoulders, breath caught in the Mysteri's throat. He glanced at the Star of Time and then away, trying hard not to blush and failing. His heart treacherously pummeled at his chest.
Stop it!
He ordered himself with a hint of panic.
Stop it, Light and all gods, not now. Stay in control. Stay calm. Stay calm. Astarians, step back for no one.
He straightened and faced Antares again, meeting her gaze as levelly as he could. Golden fire danced in her eyes, powerful yet kind. Nesteri swallowed.
Thank you, Holy Star,
he said mentally, not trusting his words at that moment.
I am eternally grateful for your help.
Be here. Bringing books to life. Vision without sight.